From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report. Dr. Barry Pollard is one of the more interesting individuals involved in agriculture, dedicated to Angus cattle and John Deere equipment. He's also a retired neurosurgeon. Yes, Dr. Pollard has served the National Angus Board for many years and is dedicated to agriculture. He tells us more.
Yeah, I bought a John Deere store, my local John Deere dealership in Kingfisher, Oklahoma in 1985. I had a strong interest in agriculture. I grew up in an agriculture community. My dad was an agriculture instructor, so was my uncle. So agriculture was a way of our life for the whole family. I wanted to stay in the industry. That's why I practiced neurosurgery in a more remote area. I didn't really want to live in Oklahoma City or Tulsa because I wanted to be associated with agriculture. So the first thing I did when I got in practice was buy a farm to get started, and so we've grown that industry. And anyway, back to the John Deere business, started in 85, and then a few years later was able to buy the dealership in Enid. And that's the first time in Oklahoma that anybody had really owned two large dealerships under one name. And that was about the time John Deere decided that people needed to get bigger or merge or expand in order to keep up to date with the technology that was coming. And John Deere knew that the technology that was coming down the pike would require a lot of expertise in the management and mechanical management of all the solutions they were going to pull out there with electronics and integrated solutions. So they urged people to get bigger in scale. So you could either merge or get bigger or get out. I chose to stay in, and we've grown that to 20 stores in Oklahoma and Arkansas, and 9 in Iowa at this time. So been an enjoyable ride and a great business.
So why black cattle?
They're the best. I mean, easy there. I thought that I wanted to use my knowledge in genetics. So initially in my agriculture field, practicing neurosurgery and my farming and ranching, I was in the feeder stock business. I'd buy a lot of stocker calves out of Louisiana and Florida and Missouri, and feeding through the feedlot, most of them. And I enjoyed that, but I had a strong interest in genetics. And so getting into the genetic area with Angus allowed me to use my genetic training to try to help design your own herd, build your own type of cattle that you wanted to work with and enjoy. That's what drew me into the Angus business. And so that's been a great opportunity. My last sale was my 25th. Anniversary of our 25th year of sales in Angus, and it was our best one yet. And so it's a great business, and I really enjoy the genetic improvement, and I'm glad to be on the association board where I can help with all of the processes that we oversee and try to help the industry get better and try to help our customers and our fellow cattlemen maximize the potential profit to stay in the business and make and achieve their goals.
So last final question, you know, for someone who has never been to this NCBA event or been around a bunch of cattlemen and women, what are these people like? Who are these people?
Oh, these are the grassroots people of all. These are the people that are out there working hard, paying their taxes, taking care of their families, are not afraid of work, and try to stay out of the political craziness that goes on. I mean, we could live in a world of our own. Unfortunately, we can't. But these are the grassroots people that make up what I call America.
Don't you love that? Dr. Barry Pollard, Vice President of the American Angus Association and a proponent of American agriculture. This is the RFD Livestock Report.